Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the sport this morning, here's Darren Frahill.
Rachel, good morning. Irish coach Andy Farrell has named a 42-man training squad for the World Cup. Now, this group will gather in just 3 weeks' time to start preparations for the tournament. I have to say, no major shocks to report on this list, although I'd say there's a few Munster lads maybe that thought, you know, we're just after winning the URC Championship here, maybe we should have gotten an opportunity. It's still very early days and a lot can happen, of course, between now and the World Cup. That squad will be whittled down from the 42 to 33 before the competition starts. Now, the Munster hurling final will take place at the TUS Gaelic Grounds on Sunday week. The decider between Limerick and Clare will be played on the 11th of June. 145 throw-in. The sides have already played there this season. Of course, Clare ending Limerick's long unbeaten run with a famous victory. And a lot of debate, I think, across the board on whether Clare should be giving up home advantage, or not giving up home advantage, but handing home advantage to Limerick.
Yeah, but is you know, the Gaelic Grounds. The Gaelic Grounds are practically in Clare.
Home from home.
You throw a stone and it'll land in Clare.
Well, it'll certainly be a shorter trip, won't it, for a lot of Clare fans. Anyway, Anthony Daly, I've been having a chat with him, and I think Anthony's always interesting no matter what he has to say, but he's going to join us at 8.30 to talk to us more about that. Action tonight in the Electric Ireland Minor Championship as Dublin meet Kildare in the Leinster final in Portlaoise. A 7.30 start there. The game's coming thick and fast in the Senior Football Championship this coming weekend. There's a couple of absolute crackers here, potentially. The clash of Cork and Kerry on Saturday is one of those. Cork are back to winning ways at the weekend, got the better of Louth, and they were dumped out of the Munster Championship 7 weeks previous, but that layoff did allow co-captain Brian Hurley time to recover from injury, and he marked his return with 8 points. But now his focus is on the Kingdom.
Look, it's great to be playing football. This is the time, you know, this is the real time you want to be out there playing in the sun and enjoying football. And thankfully, look, the medical team in Cork are great and they got me back in the field, and just want to enjoy my football now. To be honest, like, you know, I love playing Kerry. We probably missed our opportunity earlier on in the Munster Championship, so we'll hopefully make up for that. And yeah, really looking forward to next week. There's probably been a lot of questions asked about this team over the last few weeks. We didn't say much, we put our heads down, we worked hard, and hopefully we can make that count next week.
Yeah, and that is one game that will be going ahead at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, 3 o'clock Saturday, and coverage on Radio 1. Manchester United attacker Anthony Martial has been ruled out of Saturday's FA Cup against Manchester City with a hamstring injury. The Europa League final takes place tonight at 8 o'clock at Sevilla against Roma. It's taking place in Budapest. The Irish men's cricket team play England at Lord's tomorrow in the first of four in an official test match. Now, the Irish still finding their feet at this particular level, and this will be their first match against the English at this iconic venue since their first test meeting in 2019. The Irish, though, are growing as a group. Henrik Mallon is the Irish head coach.
When you think about the inexperiencedness, you know, it is what it is, but it's also the starting point for us, and I think that's how we look at it. You know, it is challenging when you think none of our lads have played a lot of domestic first-class cricket for a period of time. But, you know, it's also our duty to go out there and do our best for our country, and hopefully, you know, through some of the individual performances we've seen over the last couple of months in the Red Bull space, you know, our players can adapt. We've challenged them to come out there and show that they can compete at this stage. And hopefully they can keep putting that together as a team as we go through these next 4 days and as we roll into the future as well. You know, obviously things are changing from a funding point of view, which, you know, there will be a big focus on reintroducing first-class cricket one that we really try and implement as quickly as we can as well.
In the tennis, big shock at the French Open. Second seed Daniel Medvedev, he lost in five sets to the Brazilian qualifier Thiago Ceballos in the first round. Last year's runner-up Coco Gauff recovered from a poor start and she beat Rebecca Masterova 2-1. Finally, racing today is in Wexford and the action there gets underway at 5:30.